around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And off we go on this June 22nd broadcast, everyone, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The fastest 2 hours in travel is on once again as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel with all of you. So when today's 120-minute get-together is done, that means when we wrap up around 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Mary and I will be airport-bound for Dallas. So all of our listeners on AM 660, FM 92.9, and FM 94.9 HD2 K-Sky Radio, here we come. As all this week, it's going to be the big Let's Go America Tour, Frisco, Texas. That's what's ahead. Looking forward to that. And we want, by the way, every one of you tuned in participating in these travels with us through our social media platform. So be sure to connect with us all this upcoming week. You can do that through LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook and our X pages. Next week at this time, we will be broadcasting live from the all-new Omni PGA Frisco Resort. Great property. Looking forward to getting there. And we have a big week of travels ahead. So many activities are planned that we're going to be sharing with all of you.
So many activities. If you're wondering what to do in Frisco, we are going to let you know for sure because we have a lot of really fun activities and a couple of surprises in there. So the Omni PGA Frisco Resort, it sits on the 660-acre campus that is home to the PGA of America, and it just opened last year. It's already the second largest resort in the state of Texas.
Yes, it is.
Looking forward to getting there.
Actually, also looking forward to Mary knows Bell Helicopter we're going to go spend some time with in Fort Worth, so all that is coming. You know, Bobby, you certainly spend a lot of time in Frisco since it's the home and headquarters of the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to be going behind the scenes with them, which should make you happy, but have you been impressed with how much growth the area has experienced?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Frisco specifically has just exploded. Everything up towards that kind of northeast corner of the Metroplex is really big. But I mean, Frisco has become just a hotbed for businesses and community, and it's really expanded in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper, I know, is based there as well. So, and Rudy, you're back from spending some time with family in London. Have you ever ventured over to Frisco, you know, when you've been down there to the Dallas area?
No, I've never even heard of it till now. Is this a suburb or a separate
town? It's
north.
It's about 20 miles north, I guess, Bobby. Well, I know it's about 20 miles north of where you are there for us in Irving at the Network Center. But I mean, it has just blossomed.
That's with no traffic.
Yeah. And, Bobby, I would say your Cowboys have a lot to do with why Frisco is the destination it is today.
Is that where they play?
Yeah, it's where they practice. It's where their facilities are. But it was a calculated move out there. So they had the foresight.
Well, all right. Well, RJ is getting ready. He's going to join us in the D block with the open road today. Right now, Mary, we should share the travel polls that are waiting for folks to vote in, and we'll talk about those next week when we're on live remote.
We will. So those travel polls, once again, they are on our website right there on the homepage, rmworldtravel.com. They are Texas-focused, so please go cast your vote. And as Robert just said, we're going to share the results next week during our live remote broadcast in Texas. First question we're asking you is Texas a state that you regularly consider for travel or visiting? Second question, how many times have you traveled to Texas for vacation or business?
So
and you have plenty of options to choose from, as always.
Do. All right, so we're going to move into the Travel News Roundtable right now, and I will start us off. I mean, you know, certainly we have to mention it was a tough week for Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun as he testified before Congress this past week and admitted, you know, America's, you know, most prestigious airline manufacturer. I mean, you could say they're the only airline manufacturer, at least, you know, the large jets. It's lost its way. It's working its way back to try to fix some of the issues and so forth. But I'm going to go in a different direction. So, you know, with July 4th coming, that's ahead. I saw an article this week touting the most patriotic U.S. states. And I'm curious, you know, Mary, Rudy, Bobby, what you think. So this is from our friends at Wallet Hub. And I think, you know, I think we'd all agree that July 4th is our most patriotic U.S. holiday. They ranked the states, and they used things, some of their methodology in here was military engagement, number of veterans, active military members, number of July 4th events, community events overall throughout the year, actually the largest number of people who vote in the state, and so things of that nature. So, Mary, would you want to guess? I know, and I have purposely held this close. I haven't shared anything with anybody. You want to guess when you think of a state in America most patriotic, what's one you think of?
It, and including those metrics, not just like people who are, waving the flag, the military piece. Well, the first state I think of is Virginia from a military aspect.
Well, that's number
and
one.
And California, San Diego area, but I think Virginia's number one.
Number one.
Yeah, that doesn't, that's the
number one
naval station.
By far. And by the way, we were just down there and we loved it. So number one is Virginia by far. Actually, almost 72% of the state voted in the last presidential election. At national average is about 66%, by the way.
Anybody else have what's number two?
I'm going to ask Rudy and Bobby, when you think of a state, what do you think most patriotic?
Well, I know Minnesota has one of the largest 80% of eligible voters in the country. But, I think somewhere in New England, like Maine or Massachusetts.
Rudy, number four. Good guess. OK, number four is Maine. Yes, it is. So that's terrific. OK, Bobby, do you have a guess?
By my criteria, it would be the great state of Texas is what I would say. I would say Texas is the one that you would say is the most patriotic.
He controls the soundboard.
I like that about Bobby. I'm sorry to say Texas did not make this. Texas, Florida,
rats.
California did not make it. Here they are. All right. So I'll go number 10, Hawaii. OK, by the way. Number two is Alaska. So two of the 50 states that are outside of the lower 48 are most patriotic. Anyway, number nine, Maryland. Number eight, Washington. Number seven, New Hampshire. Number six, Colorado. Number five, Oregon. Number four, Maine. Number three, Montana. I would actually agree with Montana. Number two, Alaska. Number one, Virginia. So there they are, at least.
Except for Virginia, there are no southern states in there.
No, there are not.
That's weird.
But there's also no Minnesota. There's no New York. There's no, New Jersey.
Alaska completely makes sense to me on the metric of the military presence. That's such a strategic state for us, and Hawaii as well. Honolulu, right.
Clearly we know.
So if you're factoring in number of, active military engaged reserves, all that stuff.
I thought it was interesting.
That makes sense. That's an interesting,
All right. So Rudy, Mary, where do you want to go?
So AAA came out. They do this every year for 4th of July. They do it for Memorial Day weekend as well. The travel period for the 4th of July weekend is a little longer this year. We have two weekends included in this. So they say it starts June 29th. It's going to run through July 7th. 70.9 million people are expected to be traveling 50 miles or more the week of July 4th. There will be 2.8, this is crazy to me, 2.8, again, these are projections, 2.8 million more people on the road in cars this week.
With the heat around the country all across, they better be bringing some extra coolant and be prepared for breakdowns.
And the number of people flying will also reach a new high, projected. I always love to see what happens afterwards. 5.74 million people are predicted to fly for their 4th of July celebrations this year. That's a lot of people in the skies and on the roads, as usual.
Yeah, exactly. Rudy, you have anything really quick?
Yeah, there's this is an interesting stat from the federal government. In 1990, only 5% of Americans have a passport, and today it's 48%. So they're opening new offices where you can get, urgent requests and so on. Salt Lake City, Kansas City, Missouri, Orlando, Charlotte, San Antonio, and Cincinnati, Ohio for the course of the year.
And renewal is not cheap. Mary and I, we just had to do that, so I can tell you that. Folks, when we return from this quick sponsors break, Toby O'Rourke, CEO of Campgrounds of America, she's going to join us. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. It begins in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
We are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com. Well, summer's here and everyone's got a favorite outdoor activity. Maybe it's golf, bike riding, boating, tennis. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, check out Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Give it a try at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit armworldtravel.com and fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
It's CTL time, everyone, and that would mean the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. And today, you're going to be able to spell that K-O-A as we're about to patch in Toby O'Rourke. This portion of the program is sponsored by amac.us/carry.
For just $16 a year, join us and unlock a world of excellent travel savings on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, food and dining, and an array of other products and services. When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and saving big time with exclusive travel deals, making it truly a win-win.
As we'll soon celebrate the birth of our nation, reflecting on the freedoms our founding fathers fought for, well, that's important. Every day they seem to be under attack, so besides all the great savings on travel and other items you're going to receive as an AMAC member, they're also dedicated to protecting our American values and defending our rights. Membership is just $16 a year, or you can get the election year special that delivers 4 years for just $30. Visit amac.us/carry to join today, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As Robert said at the rejoin, KOA will be our focus for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and that is Campgrounds of America. And their CEO, Toby O'Rourke, is a show friend, and we're looking forward to reconnecting with her. So off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go as Toby joins us now.
Great having you back on the program today, Toby.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to you guys again. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. So 2 weeks ago, during our Travel News Roundtable segment of the show on the June 8th live broadcast, you know, I was discussing how inflation, high fuel and food prices, high interest rates, they have created some bargains out there for those that can afford it, for RVs and boats. I know Thor Industries, for example, the world's largest RV manufacturer, they reported last quarter their sales were down about 40%. They're now focusing on building models that are cheaper with fewer bells and whistles. We know camping and RVing remains popular. It provides a less expensive way to travel. So let's start off hearing from you, Toby, on the health of Campgrounds of America, and give us a snapshot of how your current operations are out there.
Absolutely. Well, definitely, we have had a huge boom coming off the pandemic. You know, leading into the pandemic, we were seeing year-over-year increases. That's, you know, stayed consistent. We had that huge surge during the pandemic, and that's what you're seeing happening on the RV side, is they also had, you know, record level surge of interest in RVing. And then there's going to be a natural drop off. We are starting to see things normalize again as we head into this year. Things are tapering off, but we're still way ahead of where we were pre-pandemic in terms of people that are getting out to camp.
Toby, when we travel and interact with hotel operators, airlines, even car rental companies, as you said, the world today, it's not the same as it was pre-pandemic. There are a lot of inconsistencies across those sectors of travel, and staff shortages are still noticeable. We found that to be less the case in the cruise sector of travel, but that industry works a little differently with most crews on contracts. I'd enjoy hearing how you're doing overall at KOA. Do you feel you have at least close to full employment at most of your locations, and anything that you see is working really well to drive the business currently?
I do think that staffing continues to be an issue. We also saw the effects of staffing shortages that, you know, a lot of other travel sectors are seeing, as you just noted, and also, you know, in restaurants, et cetera. But that said, a lot of our workers on our campgrounds are sourced from something we call the Work Camper Program. These are traveling campers. Many of them, you know, have been camping long term for their whole lives, or it's their new retirement job or something they're just starting out with their young family. And they're on the road in their RV going from location to location working. So in some ways, we do have some staffing challenges in local markets, but we're insulated a bit because we can tap into this really strong work camper network, which is really thriving. People love to be outdoors. If they have the ability to work outdoors, even better.
Yeah.
When we saw people shifting out of traditional hospitality jobs during the pandemic, we saw something like camping being really appealing to those people who have been in guest service their entire careers, want to continue in that, but now want to be outside or have more flexibility in their travels.
Oh, terrific model,
Very interesting to be able to tap that and obviously experience folks. So about a month ago, KOA released its 10th annual, I mean, it's unbelievable, 10th annual Camping and Outdoor Hospitality Report. I know our team wanted to print it out for us this week so Mary and I could review it, but truthfully, it is such a detailed document, it would have taken several trees to make that happen. So Mary and I, we just used the online link. But you know, we both of us, as we were going through it, we found it interesting that you're showing basically 4 out of 5 travelers have prioritized health and wellness. And that means, you know, forest immersion, meditation, yoga, simple strolls being important. And slowing down in general is truly to just enjoy experiences out there and what life can provide to is something around 60% of travelers are prioritizing. So what are some other key findings that caught your attention, Toby?
You're right. I think people are just so busy, right? And things are so stressful. Now we're in an election year. And I think there's just, you know, this desire to disconnect a bit and slow down. And that's what we're seeing in our recently released experiences report. You mentioned our research. Because we do have so much research and we've just done so much over 10 years and there's so much things we want to explore, we are actually splitting that into 10 separate segments this year. So we've released the first 3 or 4 in that series of 10, and this latest one focused on experiences. Slow travel, but also the natural events, natural occurrences. People really were excited about the eclipse, but it didn't stop in April. We're seeing people seeking out, you know, wildflower blooms, butterfly migrations, other solar events or celestial events. So, and I think that that's also another trend. And also, you know, agritourism, food tourism, those continue to increase year over year.
Toby, just as you'll find within other sectors of travel, KOA certainly has competitors like Good Sam or Jellystone Park. Hip Camp certainly developed over the years recently. But as this show transmits out to our now 585 weekly stations, I'd love for you to share with our listeners tuned in, what are some of the differentiators of a KOA experience out there?
Well, we definitely like to think that we are camping for everybody. There's so many ways people like to camp. People like to bring a tent. People want to travel by RV. Glamping and luxury accommodations are increasingly popular. And at KOA, you can find all of those different segments. Also, what I think is unique about KOA is we really are, you know, across North America. We have over 515 locations. We've been doing this now for 62 years. We have a lot of institutional knowledge built in about how we deliver guest service and some of those things that we know are core to that outdoor hospitality experience. But first and foremost, you can probably find a KOA pretty much anywhere you want to go.
Well, that's true. I mean, you drive
and you're
down,
so well known for all your amenities.
You can't
and,
miss the, yeah, the red and yellow signs as you go around,
but
right?
That's, I mean, a good point.
And size matters in this case. I mean, there's no question about that. And by the way, you know, the glamping thing, it's just the way that has taken off is unbelievable for us. You know, if we go back 5, 6, 7 years when people were just talking about it, now it's a big part of travel out there. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Toby.
I was going to say you're right. And in fact, when we do our research, more new households came into camping and outdoor hospitality last year through the glamping segment than any other category.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right. When we might have seen, like I said, we're seeing some normalization and maybe things leveling off in some of the other categories. Glamping had huge growth. And I think that's going to continue. People are really attracted to this idea of having unique experiences outdoors. And at KOA, we also have another brand that we've developed called Terramore Outdoor Resorts with a flagship property up in Maine. And that's all canvas tents. This is in safari tents, highly appointed furnishings, bathrooms.
Is it just that one location right now?
Just the one location, right. And we're looking to expand that. And there's some other great glamping operators across the country because we're seeing people who may not consider themselves campers. I don't want to sleep in a tent or I'm not ready to go in an RV. They are drawn to this idea of sleeping outdoors in a unique way, whether that be a treehouse or a yurt or a canvas tent. And so that segment continues to grow, and it's attracting a whole new segment of people to the outdoors. And that's what I'm most excited about, is we've had a great, really strong camper base, but now we've got these people who maybe stay in resorts and are now looking for what is the glamping option in that area.
Well, the variety of camping, I agree with that. All right, so this conversation we're having right now is part of our Chief Travel Leader segment of the show. Sometimes we like to broaden it, get a little personal. I believe your time with KOA goes back to, I think, 2011 when I was looking.
That's right.
You've been in the CEO role now since March of 2019, so you've seen a lot of change in the industry during that time. What are some things that, you know, you love about the camping and outdoor sector of travel that you think, you know, it can sometimes be misunderstood?
You know, I think thing I said earlier, it's for everybody, right? And I think that that's probably what's most misunderstood. And I was alluding to this a minute ago. A lot of people don't think camping's for them, but I guarantee it is. There is a way that you can connect in the outdoors. You can stay in the outdoors. There's so many just different ways to do it. And I encourage people to keep an open mind. When I started in this business, you know, a lot of people within my social circle was like, oh, camping, that's not for me. I've seen that change dramatically over these past 13 years. But now that there's just so many ways to camp, it's now so appealing to people. 1 in 3 leisure travel trips are actually spent camping.
Are they really?
And
that's
a huge
correlation to the pandemic. People discovered the outdoors and they love it and they're sticking with it. And so I think for those that don't think camping's for them, I guarantee if they try a deluxe cabin, for example, at one of our campgrounds, these have bathrooms, these have kitchens, these have TVs, all those comforts that you would want in a hotel, but you have a fire experience outside. Your kids can go to a playground and play.
Listen,
and in many ways, campgrounds are just this, almost like a small town. Everybody gets along with everybody. You meet your neighbors. You go, you know, share a beer over a campfire. Those aren't things you do at a hotel.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave it there. And I know, by the way, June is National Camping Month, so another reason for folks to go. Always nice connecting with you. At some point, we're going to need to figure out a way to do this in person. But we do thank you for your time. We hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Always good to talk to you guys. Have a great summer.
Yeah, likewise. You too. Take care, Toby.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Toby. Nice connecting with her. KOA.com, folks. We're going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. RJ is coming at you with the open road and the D block this hour. The destination spotlight is also ahead in about 20 minutes as we take you up to Mackinac Island. The NCF will be ahead to start hour two. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen today. Plus, listener emails, deals of the week, a lot more. 90 minutes to go in the show before we leave for Texas to begin the big Let's Go America tour of Frisco. We'll bring it.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative start at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is brought to you by Relief Factor. You know, summer means getting out and enjoying outdoor activities like biking, golfing, taking long walks, swimming, and more. But if you've got everyday aches and pains, they can keep you from enjoying your favorite activity. Relief Factor is a great way to feel good again. This is an email from a listener named Paul who listens on TuneIn, and he writes this. A quick note to say thanks for introducing me to Relief Factor. I love playing softball, but knee pain made it really hard to run the bases. I took your advice, tried Relief Factor, and I'm writing to say it's a game changer. I'm playing like I'm 35 again. Hey, thanks for letting us know, Paul. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It's 100% drug-free. It's developed by doctors and uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. We like that it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It also helps reduce and eliminate it. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day.
So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, join us and feel better and enjoy your favorite outdoor activities again all summer long. More than 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Let's make you the next one. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. The number 4, 800-4-RELIEF. And as a fan of the show, you'll save on your first order. There's also a direct link at RM World Travel if you look under sponsors. Well, it seems like I spend about 20% of my life worrying about my points and miles with frequent guest programs from hotels and frequent miles and points programs from airlines. And can I make elite status? What's the best way to get that and accumulate those points and miles? Caroline Lupini has to think about it even more than I do because she's the managing editor at Forbes Advisor, which is one of the country's most popular personal finance websites. And she knows all about points and miles. And she's been a full-time traveler over the decade. She's contributed to Business Insider, USA Today, The Points Guy, Lonely Planet, U.S. News, and others. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you here because you and I agreed we were going to talk about variable, number one, fixed, number two, and three, transferable points. Variable, fixed, and transferable. Can you define each of those for us?
Yeah, definitely. So most rewards cards earn one of these types of points. The variable points are the points that you earn that are associated with your hotel loyalty program or your airline frequent flyer program. These are your Delta miles, your Hilton points. These points don't have a fixed value. They have a variable value. It depends on how you redeem them. Then you have other types of points that you can earn through a credit card that earn a fixed value. They're worth the same amount no matter how you redeem them. And then there are transferable points like Chase Ultimate Rewards. And these are kind of the best of both worlds. You can redeem them for a fixed value directly through the program as a general rule, or you can transfer them to various airline and hotel partners where you may be able to get even more value for those points.
Well, I know that you think about this all the time because that's part of your job at Forbes Advisor. How do you approach your personal life in relation to points and miles? You carry two credit cards, you get 30 of them, so you get those bonus points. What do?
Yeah, I'm pretty crazy. I actually have over 50 credit cards. I've been in this industry for over a decade, and I definitely hit the ground running. I always love to travel, so that's how I approached this space. That's what first got me interested. And so I love earning these points so that I can travel. I actually travel full time over 11 months out of the year. And I've been doing that for about 10 years now. So I want everything. I want all the points. I always want to get the best value for my points. And I want to have the most like different points that I can so that I can ensure that I always get the best value. But that's not what I would recommend for most people for kind of the average person who might travel, you know, a handful of times per year versus all the time. I would recommend focusing on probably one type of rewards. Transferable rewards offer the most flexibility because you, again, can redeem them for a fixed value through the program or transfer to the airline and hotel partners for more value. Chase Ultimate Rewards are, I think, one of the easiest transferable point programs for most people. And then if you often fly with a specific airline or stay with a specific hotel chain, it could make sense to supplement a transferable point card with an airline or a hotel card so you can get some additional benefits like free checked bags or automatic elite status with the hotel chain just for holding the card.
You have 20 more credit cards than I do, and I thought I was one step short of being committed. Obviously, if you're listening, you probably get all kinds of, and follow this, you get all kinds of applications in the mail on an email saying apply for this card. You'll get 45,000 free miles or points or 75,000 or 100,000, and that's very attractive. But remember, both my guest and I have to pay a yearly fee for some of these credit cards, and they could be as high as $650, $750, right, Caroline?
Yep, that's true.
And that's a whole lot of money, so don't do as we say, not as we do, I guess is what I'm saying. Is there one thing I have a son-in-law who doesn't want to participate in any of these because he thinks it's all a bother. Give me 30 seconds about why he should, because he does travel a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's just you get a lot of benefits for no additional cost or very little additional cost. I mean, even getting a card with no annual fee, you can still benefit from no foreign transaction fees and earn some nominal rewards. And then there are a lot of great cards out there that only have a $95 annual fee. The Chase Sapphire Preferred is one of my favorites and one of the most popular. That card includes a lot of built-in travel protection, so that can save you money if something goes wrong with your travels or save you from having to buy additional travel insurance policies.
Caroline Lupini is the managing editor at Forbes Advisors. Go to Forbes Advisor, go to Forbes.com and look for the Advisors section, and you will read all about personal finance, including points and miles. Caroline, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey, here again with this weekend's Open Roads segment. Now, thanks so much for sticking with us. But before we get rolling, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, you've likely heard us talk about Raycon's everyday earbuds in the past, and maybe you thought, wait, so the same audio quality I expect from the big guys, but at half the price? That sounds pretty good. And that's true. If you haven't yet pulled the trigger on a pair, now is the time to check them out because they've launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You still get the features that we all want, like optimized gel tips for a cozy custom fit and 3 customizable sound styles, but now you also get active noise cancellation and ergonomic design and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. So if you've been checking them out or want to buy a pair for your kids, grandkids, family member for a birthday, or even a colleague at work, Do it today. And with a 30-day happiness guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So get 15% off today, plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, folks, with the summer season upon us, many of you are likely gearing up for those long-awaited road trips that I always love talking about here on the show, as you know if you've been listening. But before you hit the road, let's talk about one of the oft-forgotten parts of vehicle ownership these days, and that's the best way to protect your car's paint, glass, and non-painted exterior surfaces, the plastic, chrome, whatever it may be. So we all grew up waxing our cars and washing them with a sponge, but automotive protection has advanced markedly in just the past 15 years. There are several methods available now to ensure your vehicle stays in pristine condition the entire duration of your ownership. So, as I just mentioned, of course, waxing your car is tried and true. It's the most traditional method, right? It provides a protective layer against the elements, typically made up of carnauba wax, the same food-grade wax sometimes found on produce to make them shiny. And similar to the fruit application, regular car wax repels water and gives your car a brilliant shine. Waxing also helps protect your paint from harmful UV rays, salt if you're near the oceans, or even bird droppings, all of which can cause significant damage to your paint over time. However, wax needs to be reapplied every other month, really, to work best, but it's a great way to maintain your car's appearance without breaking the bank. Now, on to the latest and greatest. Perhaps you've heard of ceramic coating, a more advanced option that involves applying a liquid polymer to your car's exterior. This coating chemically bonds with the factory paint, creating a layer of protection that can actually last for years. Ceramic coatings are highly resistant to environmental contaminants, UV rays, and even minor scratches, making them an excellent investment for those who want long-term protection with minimal maintenance. Unlike traditional wax, ceramic coatings create a hard shell, and it's hydrophobic, meaning it repels water and makes it difficult for dirt and grime and all sorts of muck to adhere to the surface. This not only keeps your car looking cleaner for longer, but also makes washing it a breeze. A simple rinse can usually effectively remove most of the debris, saving you time and effort. However, the issue with ceramic coating is that it requires a skillful hand to apply correctly, and the cost associated with getting a ceramic coat is mostly labor fees, which can quickly add up to several hundreds of dollars, which can be a little eye-watering. That being said, for years of protection, it's actually not as financially cavalier as it seems, especially when you compare that to going to the drive-thru wash and wax. It's also worth mentioning the advancements in windshield protection when talking about ceramic coat. Modern solutions like nano-ceramic windshield coatings can enhance visibility during adverse weather conditions by causing water to bead up and roll off more easily, and that can actually help improve the lifespan of your windshield wipers. Now, the last option is clear PPF. It's a fantastic option, especially for those who frequently drive in areas with a lot of debris. PPF stands for paint protection film, and there are multiple brands that make it. Expel and Suntech are the best known. And what it is, it's literally a thermoplastic urethane film that gets applied to your car's paint, providing a nearly invisible shield against rocks, bugs, and other road hazard. The additional here is that it's self-healing, meaning minor scratches will actually disappear over time with exposure to heat, and that's particularly useful for high-impact areas like your hood, front bumper, fenders, and mirrors. The self-healing ability actually leads to a reduced need for repairs and touch-ups. So the hood chips and minor scratches and dings from rocks are inevitable, but if you PPF the front of your vehicle, you'll actually end up saving hard-earned money, and rather than, you know, having cash go to the body shop's bank account for touch-up paint. Now, using these protective methods offers several benefits beyond just keeping your car looking good. And I think with a summer full of travel in mind, you know, by making the surface of your car cleaner and effectively more slippery, you're actually improving your fuel mileage. When your car's surface is smooth and clean, it reduces aerodynamic drag, which can lead to better mileage on long trips, and on the big trips, cents add up to dollars pretty quickly. Additionally, like I mentioned before, a protected car is just easier to clean. You actually save money on maintenance car washes. They become quicker and less frequent, you know, so and you're using less product and water. Again, the savings really add up on the back end here. Now, road trips can be unpredictable, varying weather conditions, road surfaces, all sorts of other surprises. It's part of what makes them so fun in the first place, but having that extra layer of protection really means you could focus more on enjoying the adventure and less on worrying about the potential damage to your vehicle. This is especially true if you have a family you're traveling with and you just want to make sure everybody has a stress-free experience. So that's all for this week. If you've got any tips or experiences with car protection of your own, or any tricks that you have, I'd love to hear from you over at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a short break for our latest destination spotlight on Mackinac Island. It's a great place that I've enjoyed myself. Until then, I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I get back to it for Destination Spotlight number 126, we are taking you back to the location of our first DS, as we like to call them around here, located in our 26th state in the nation, and in a minute to the Union back in 1837, the Great Turtle is where we're headed. Yes, folks, that will be Mackinac Island, as Mackinac means turtle, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And whether you prefer hard side or soft side luggage, this weekend you can save 20% on the Max Light series. That's the one that Rudy uses. Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day no questions asked full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro, just like it will for us as we head off to Texas. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. As a show fan, as Mary just said, you're going to save 20% on the Max Light series this weekend. Website is travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, let's head to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. As waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline is Mackinac Island Tourism CEO Tim High.
Well, Tim, it has been a long time. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, it's so good to speak to both of you again.
Well, very nice to speak to you as well. So April 1st, 2017 was when we started this segment of the show. We had around 290 weekly stations airing us back then. 7 years and almost 4 months later, we're blessed with a little over 585 weekly stations, which means about 300 of our affiliates have never heard us talk about your terrific destination. We do another segment in the show called Discover America Less Frequently. Honestly, Tim, you could fit into that very nicely as well. As Mary and I have said for years, that if you want to experience real America, go visit at Mackinac Island. So from the grand hotel that we've enjoyed to all your fudge shops, the car-free streets, the horse-drawn carriages, it's one of the more memorable places that we visited with our sons, and I'm sure it's the case for many. So share some of your passions about Mackinac Island with us, Tim.
Well, the biggest passion is watching people like you and visitors that come in and truly enjoy it. And no, it's just so different than any other destination that you've gone to. And it takes a minute, right, for people to unwind a little bit and maybe to get off the cell phone and to really say, wow, we have gone back in time. But truly, I commute every day, and it's so much fun to watch the visitors on the ferry when they first see the Grand Hotel and they get their cameras out. They start taking pictures, and then they start reminiscing, and they'll tell people about the times that they've been here in the past. So that's it. It's the customer experience that really is my favorite thing about this whole Mackinac Island experience.
Yeah, and I 100% agree. It starts with that ferry ride, a beautiful ride. So, Tim, historic Fort Mackinac is also located on the island, and I believe it's a state park now, and it's the oldest building in Michigan. Talk about why it's still a big draw, and you can even fire a cannon if you make reservations.
You can. You know, and it was the second national park for the United States, and then Michigan bought it sometime after that. Mm-hmm. And it's so special because it really feels like there are reenactments. There are wonderful interactive displays. And the view from the tea room, which is run by Grand Hotel, and the restaurant there, and the views over the Straits of Mackinac are unparalleled.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to.
Yep.
So, you know, I have to say, we have found being up there on Mackinac Island, it's such a relaxing experience. Biking around the island is a fun thing to do. It's certainly a place to get your steps in if you like to walk. And folks won't go hungry. You know, you've got a number of good restaurants, from what I recall, quality restaurants, too. And I know, you know, you have a lot of places to stay there, but the Grand Hotel is simply a must-do. Thoughts?
Oh, very much so. Some people are surprised that we do have over 35 lodging facilities on Mackinac Island, but obviously the Grand Dame is a Grand Hotel, and you know, they were built in 1887. It's the world's longest front porch. It's 660 feet, and they have put so much money keeping it in its pristine shape. It's just absolutely stunning at this point.
And I do want to stress again to our listeners, there are no cars on this island, which I think to me is the number one amenity there. It really is a step back in time. Let's talk about how folks get to the island. It does take a little planning. We drove up from Detroit. It was about 5 hours or so, give or take. And then you do have to coordinate and book your ferry to bring you over to the island. Do you find most people drive and leave their cars and take the ferry, or fly and do the same thing?
Yeah, it's really a drive market for the mm-hmm. most part, but we're becoming a little more well-known around the United States and worldwide. So you can fly into either Chicago or Detroit. In Detroit, you can fly into Pelston Airport, which is nearby, about 20 minutes to the ferries, and then take that wonderful 16-minute ferry ride over to the island. Yes, it does take a little bit of preparation, but a little work at the beginning of the trip for planning makes for a great trip while you're here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're talking to the entire country. Any last words on Mackinac Island, you know, you want to say to America, Tim, and why you want them to come visit you?
Well, you know, one of the things that has become a new amenity is just how cool we are in the sense of temperature. While the rest of the country seems to be through this heat domes that we keep seeing, Mackinac Island, we've been in a maritime fog for, it seems like, all summer. So today, the first weekend of summer, our temperatures are in the 60s. So people are finding great relief that way, too, in addition to just coming back to a place that is somewhere in time.
Well, listen, I love that. You know, Mackinac Island, it's cool. I like it. That's great. So there's a tagline.
And it keeps winning awards. So, that's probably why you're becoming more well-known.
It's a place you have to go. You know, so Tim, listen, we thank you very much for your time today in discussing a great part of our country. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels, website, very easy and very detailed, MackinacIsland.org, MackinacIsland.org. Tim, have a nice day.
Thank you, and great to be reconnected with you.
Likewise. Take care, Tim.
All right. Nice to reconnect with Tim, Mary, for sure. A place you have to
Mackinac.
Go.
Mackinac. So fabulous.
Folks, if you've been there, share your experiences with us. rmworldtravel.com/contact. We'd enjoy receiving those from you. That's it for Hour 1 today. Hour 2 begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break with the NCF. And in less than 20 minutes from now, we will travel the world from your own kitchen. And today's recipe that Chef Brad Barnes will be sharing, it looks delicious. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.